You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Drama steals focus and zaps energy. Let's defeat it now. Today's topic is, what motivates you? The carrot or the stick? As I've said before, drama is anything that shifts the focus away from where it needs to be. And if you as a leader are getting sidetracked because you're unclear about what motivates you, then that can create drama. So I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty of motivation. I'm just going to kind of focus on the carrot or the stick. In another episode, I promise to get more specific about motivation, kind of the whole purpose thing, passion, fuel. But for today, do you like the carrot or the stick? So it's important to be aware so you can create motivation. Do you need to create a consequence for yourself for failing to do what you must? Or do you work better with a nice reward system? Does it make more sense for you to use a money jar for swearing or failing to meet some other goal? Or do you work better visualizing the great reward ahead? I often have my clients put a rubber band on their wrist to help them work through a habit that isn't serving them. The quick sting of that band provides an immediate negative reinforcement. It's also a good tactile reminder that says, snap out of it, literally. Now for them, I mean, often this is something where their mindset needs a tweak. So if they're starting to worry or focus on things out of their control, that's when I use the rubber band. So it's kind of a consequence because it hurts a little bit. I let them pick the rubber band, so I'm not too mean. So if it's the stick that motivates you, you still must know what you're moving towards, or you never know what you'll end up. And that's one of the little catches that we end up with if we are that person, like, get me away from what I don't like. As a child of about 5, I still remember the time that I told my parents I was running away. I don't remember what motivated me to that response at this point, but I remember really clearly that I was packing my clothes and I was leaving. And I remember thinking to myself, I'll show them. So I went to my dad and I told him. And I'm sure I had this look on my face like, wait till you hear this. I thought he was going to be really upset. But you know what? When I told him about my decision, he calmly looked at me and he said, where will you sleep tonight? Good question. I hadn't really thought that far ahead. I had planned the announcement and the big escape, but nothing more. I had definitely packed some of my favorite toys and I had some clothes. I might have packed a little bit of food, but probably not a much, not enough to get me very far. As adults, we sometimes do the same thing, proclaiming, I'm out of here, before we really have a plan. We feel frustrated, disrespected, devalued, and think, I'm leaving. I'll show them. Or I can't take it anymore. And we head off with no specific destination or plan in place. Now, there are times when you have to move swiftly. For instance, if your personal safety is in danger. But most exits provide time for planning, if you can have the self-discipline to prepare before your flight. I always tell my clients, don't just run from something. You want to be moving powerfully towards something else. So regardless of how you're wired, make a plan for where you're heading next so you don't end up someplace else. So create your plan, whether it's short or long-term goal, and then use what motivates you to catapult you towards that prize. So create the plan, design the journey, and then create the motivation through either saying, I'm moving away from this, or yes, I can't wait to get where I'm going, and visualize that. So super quick episode today. Thanks for listening. And I hope this helps you to always know where you're going and what the motivation is driving you towards. So don't let anyone steal your focus or zap your joy, not even you. So defeat the drama now. As always, if you've enjoyed this podcast, I ask you to do the 3 S's: subscribe, submit, and support. So if you've enjoyed the podcast, please go to iTunes and subscribe so that you know when I've released new episodes. Submit a review. Reviews help other listeners find the podcast. So if you want others to find the value that you have found, please submit a review, and I'd love to hear from you. And the last is support this mission. I'm on a mission, business by business, individual by individual, to defeat the drama. So please share with others. Email, call them, let them know about this podcast. As always, go to defeatthedrama.com and then click the podcast site button to get to the show notes. I know you might be driving in your car or exercising while you're listening to this. The full show notes with everything I've talked about will be there. And if you'd like me to help you defeat your drama, go to submit your question and either record your drama challenge or send me a message. In a future episode, I might choose it to share customized solutions for your drama challenge. So thank you so much, and I look forward to next time.